The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we've been getting our poker on, and you can still do it. And our tournament, and there's even a little Texans news. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the bleeping master, back in studio keeping us on air. And Voldemort with us at Prime Social Club on Westheimer. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with the zero in the snow part, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday. Let's have some fun. And it has been a fun day so far out here at Prime Social Club, which is a terrific poker room. It's right next to Molina's on Westheimer. Lots of room here. Big tournament today. Over 70 people were in this thing, including us. And a lot of fun, man. I enjoyed the structure and really thought it was a pretty cool tournament.
Not bad. Yeah, I enjoyed it quite a bit. It would have been better had my luck been better. But
yeah, I'm with you on that.
Doesn't always work that way.
I basically had two hands and was out after that and just decided, you know what, if I can't win one coin flip, then it's not my day.
Well, there's 23 of the 73 players left, so in a way I'm glad that I'm out.
Yeah, because at this point you're
playing. But then I also look over there and I see first place $4,400.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, it'd be nice to be in.
Well, if you were still in, Barry would be filling in for you for the first couple segments, and or vice versa.
I had two hands that basically killed me today. I started one hand with Jack Queen Hearts, and flop came Jack-Jack-3.
I'd feel pretty good about
that. You feel pretty good about that. And then the 3 is a heart. The turn is a heart. So now I've got 4 to a flush, and I've got trip jacks. Guy bets out like 8,000, and I go all in. That's about half my stack.
Yeah.
I go all in. He had pocket 3s.
Oh.
Yeah. So I lost that. So I rebuy. And once you reap, I mean, you got 15 grand and it's after the break, you've got your starting stack. You got to find a hand to go with.
Right.
I found kings in my big blind. That's a pretty good hand to go with. Small blind had ace queen. Had he caught an ace? Okay. But no, board came out 2, 3, 4, 5, which is even worse. Just an insult to injury type thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was fun. It's a nice place. It's a really nice place. The dealers are friendly. It's a good time.
Yeah, man. And I really enjoyed the people I was playing with and had a really good time. And for, you know, it gave me an opportunity to get at a table again and kind of get a feel for things. And I don't know. I don't think I really made any mistakes. I might have been a little over-aggressive, but with the two hands that I went in with, and one of them, there was a lady who was short stacked who shoved, and I had made a pretty big re-raise with ace king suited, and she shoved, and it was only a few thousand more, so I had to call.
Right.
She had pocket sixes, so I feel pretty good about that, and I had ace king of hearts. There's two hearts on the flop, so I'm basically feeling pretty good about life, but somehow she dodged everything, and so I lost that hand, and then the very next hand, I pick up pocket queens. And there's a raise from a guy who's raised every single hand, basically. So I just shove at that point, get called by ace-king, which I'm fine with there, too. And first card out's king. So that was my tournament.
That happens.
Yeah. So, I just need to win a coin flip, and I'm okay. But I have no complaints. I mean, I got in kind of the way I wanted to. And it was a little earlier in the tournament than I like to get my chips in. But I was also, Yeah, I also felt like those were pretty good spots to do it. Just didn't work out.
I had another hand I lost, but it may have been my very last hand. Because I don't know if that was when I went out. But I lost to ace-queen again, and I had, like, suited connectors, jack-10 or something. And,
yeah.
Yeah, just, you know. You can't win them all, Fred. You can't win them all. But it would have been nice to win this one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I will definitely be making another appearance in this tournament.
But
I will tell you that.
The good news is the train keeps rolling on these NCAA picks.
Yep, yep.
I was 6-1 yesterday. I think I'm like 3-0 or 4-0 today. The tournament's treating me well.
I have been following your plays, so I've been doing okay. I had one. My big hockey play last night did not come through. That hurt.
Yeah, well, it hurt, but your team won.
But I didn't expect them to. In fact, I thought they were going to suck, but they didn't. So that was a pretty big loss, but I've managed to mitigate that just by playing college basketball. And SFA was a good score, and you've hit a couple more today that I've tagged along on, so it's all good.
My buddy just texted me. I'm trying to pull this up and make sure, but MLB.com says Altuve is about to sign a 5-year extension worth $150 million.
Good deal.
That is a good deal. I mean, it's what I said he would get, $30 million a year,
right,
from somebody.
Right.
And it looks like it'll be from the Astros.
Good for them.
And good for him.
Yeah.
Because that guy's played at a massive discount his entire career.
Yep.
And for him to get that kind of money, that's very nice for him, and it's well deserved. MVP of the league, that's awesome news for Jose Altuve.
Well, and I've been saying all along they should just tear up that contract and pay this guy.
Just treat him the right way,
right? And you know what? Good for them if they're doing that.
Now the problem is, how many guys are you going to have making $30 million a year on your team? And Carlos Correa is going to come up, and he's going to demand about the same. The Astros aren't the Yankees or the Red Sox or the Cubs, so we'll have to see how that works out. But locking Altuve up is not a bad deal.
If you can only pay two guys, that's the two guys I want you to pay.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm glad to hear that. He deserves that. That guy is just we joke about the Altuve contract and what it, you know, and being on an Altuve contract and what that means. Well, now he's going to get paid. Good for him. And especially in an offseason where a lot of guys really didn't get paid big money.
Yep.
I'm glad to see it happen. So, 713-780.
There's your baseball talk for the day, by the way.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't expect much more.
Drew says, so fun hearing about your bad poker beats. Can't wait to hear about your fantasy teams.
Cool. I can't wait till you change the channel, D.
Yeah. Yeah.
Douchebag.
Goodbye.
We're at a poker club talking about the poker we're playing.
Yeah, talk about the tournament.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
How about you eat ass and go?
I can't wait to
I'm going to have a low tolerance for this today.
Yeah. I can't wait to not read your tweets, by the way.
Yeah.
For future reference.
Piss off. It's time for that.
Granato's still alive in this thing.
Yeah, Granato's hanging in there. Lance. Lance.
No, Lance. Lance busted out about 15 minutes ago. So he's over there playing cash. So that's how that went. In fact, both those guys lasted significantly longer than we did.
Oh yeah,
yeah. But I will definitely be back. I like this place, and man, nice chairs and table. I had the food, by the way, the linguine.
Yeah,
very good.
I had the nachos. Nachos were strong.
Yeah,
nachos were strong.
So
like a spicy pork thing on them, pretty good.
Yeah, and they've also got you can also get alcohol here, which I can't because my doctor was listening to the show yesterday, and when I went in for my appointment this morning, she basically told me, listen to the show, very funny, you're not allowed to drink beer right now.
Well.
And I said, well, okay, I might have violated that. She goes, no, you did. And I think she told her nurse to make sure I get an extra painful shot, because I don't think she was being gentle when she gave me the shot.
No.
I think that was hey, we're going to let you know if you're going to drink. You're going to get this needle shoved in your ass a little harder than it needs to be.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, no drinking today?
No drinking today.
Okay. Did they hear the show yesterday?
Well, apparently someone did and ratted me out.
Oh, snitches get stitches, man. Let this man live. Let him have a good time.
Yeah, one day. one day out of the week, and it's not like I can get that good golly Miss Molly anywhere.
Right.
So, yeah, I've had a few of them, and you know, apparently I'm not supposed to do that, especially beer, because of the sugar content. So, a shame bell for me. But, yeah, I forget sometimes that people are listening. They know everything.
They do.
So
you live a public life, Fred.
I know.
A public figure.
Although I was at the table with Granato. He was the big star. He was a bounty. I wasn't. You weren't.
Nope. I was at the table with Derek Lewis.
Derek Lewis was a bounty.
Yeah. Derek Lewis, not a great poker player. I would never say that to his face.
Yeah.
Not a great poker player.
He admitted it. He basically said he didn't know how to play.
About 2 minutes before the tournament started, he texted me. Bro, I have no idea how to play. I was like, fake it till you make it, man.
Just you know, you can coach him up a little bit. You can make it look like you know what you're doing.
I did. I looked at him a couple times and just said, throw it away.
Yeah.
It's hard to teach someone on the fly when they're two seats away from you and you're in a tournament.
Yeah. If he's sitting right next to you and you're not in a hand with him,
right,
you can help. But I wonder if Rafer's still going. Rafer Alston was the other one.
He was in last time I saw.
Yeah, I saw him dancing around over there, so I don't know if he was in all in a hand or...
He's a good player. He's a nice guy, too.
Yeah, he really is. I enjoyed chatting with him. He was at your table, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So you guys had two bounties at your table.
Yeah, and then they moved Rafer. So,
okay.
Halftime, Texas up 35-26 on Nevada, which would be yet another win for your boy here.
Yeah.
North Carolina did the right thing and
failed to cover.
Failed to cover, like I said they would. North Carolina was the team before the tournament. I said, whoever they're playing in the first round, whatever the number, take that plus.
Yeah.
And it worked. It worked. And Butler, they're on their way. I don't want to jinx anything.
Yeah, well, they were up 27-2 at one point
and then gave up the lead. How do you blow that?
But now they're up 8, so or 12, excuse me. So
yeah.
67-55, 420
27-2. And Aggie was another hit that I had this morning. And they did not have the best start. They didn't score a point for 6 minutes.
Yeah.
It was 14 to go in the first half. You look up, it was zero on the board for Aggie. And I don't think they hit their first field goal till like the 8-minute mark. So, but they came through when it counted. So, good job by Aggie. And they'll get North Carolina next, which should be a pretty good game.
I'll be
interested. Two wildly disappointing teams.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see what the number is on that. Because I might go Aggie there, depending on...
I'm almost assuredly going Aggie there. And I'm such a lady part. I was heavy on Marshall today. It was my best play today.
Yeah.
I didn't money line
him.
Even though in my brackets, I had Marshall going through in my brackets.
You've been saying this for 3 days.
I said they're going to beat Wichita, but I didn't money line him because I'm a coward.
Ew.
Because I'm a coward.
Oh, well. We're going to take a quick break. We are out here at Prime Social Club on Westheimer. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Daylight savings time means that spring is here, and it's time for some fun in the sun with family and friends. So Texas Marine is making boating more affordable with our Daylight Savings Sale. Get extra savings and up to $750 in free accessories. Check out top brands like Chaparral Runabouts, Yamaha Jet Boats, Avalon Pontoons, and Ski Towboats by MB. All outboards powered by Yamaha Outboards. It's the Daylight Savings Sale only at Texas Marine on NASA Road 1 in Seabrook and I-45 in Conroe.
Did you know constant synthetic testosterone injections damages fertility, causes dependence, long-term health issues, and leads to shrinkage? Who wants shrinkage? Men receiving injections feel great for a short period of time, but eventually crash. Dependency on the next injection is inevitable. Avoid the crash. Let Man Center show you how they can enhance your body's natural ability to produce testosterone. Book your appointment today at mancenters.com, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives. Man Centers.
If you love adrenaline, action, crushing drives, heart-stopping putts, 72 holes of world-class PGA Tour golf, and seeing the game's greatest up close and personal, then there's nothing like the rush of the 2018 Houston Open, March 26th through April 1st at the Golf Club of Houston. Reserve your spot at this can't-miss event packed with excitement and family-friendly fun. Visit HoustonOpen.org for tickets today.
Hey, what's better than hitting a hole-in-one? I got it. Winning a VIP trip to the 2019 Masters. That's what you can do at the first annual Golden Hearts Charities Golf Tournament benefiting local Hurricane Harvey heroes and Team Rubicon. Come play a round of golf with me, John Granato, and real local celebrities like Larry Durker and Dan Pastorini. Lunch, dinner, and drinks provided. Plus, awesome auction items like VIP trip to the 2019 Phoenix Open and a signed Altuve jersey. It's going to be an awesome time for a great cause. For details, sign up at ESPN975.com.
Results may vary. Call for details.
You've been thinking about LASIK for years. You've heard how LASIK can be a life changer, and now there's never been a better time to see if LASIK is right for you. That's right. If you're looking for LASIK in Houston, Jaffe Custom LASIK has advanced custom laser technology, and now for the best price, starting at just $295 per eye.
I put this off for years. It was over in seconds, and within 24 hours, I had better than 20/20 vision.
A beautiful facility, the latest technology. Jaffe LASIK changed my life.
Jaffe is your answer for safe, pain-free, affordable LASIK. Jaffe LASIK can correct nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. And now for the best price, starting at just $295 per eye in Houston. Don't wait any longer. Get your 100% free LASIK exam to see if LASIK is right for you. Call and schedule your free LASIK exam. Just dial *I on your mobile phone now. Dial *EYE. The exam is 100% free. Just dial *I on your mobile phone now. That's *EYE. Dial *I.
The right anniversary gift can bring excitement and joy to a relationship. The wrong anniversary gift, well, you know where that leads. Guys, it's Beth from Darling Way. Don't waste a chance to create an intimate celebration this year. Come to Darling Way and let us help you find that perfect gift. From lingerie to our frisky room, we're sure you'll leave with something for you and your beloved. Find us at White Oak Drive in the Heights or at darlingway.com. Darling Way. You open the door, we'll show you the way. darlingway.com.
Hey guys, March Madness is continuing at Texas Mattress Makers. They've got showroom specials that are underway that are going to easily help you outfit your entire home. You want the best bed for your guest room? Guess what? That's what I have in mind. Texas Mattress Makers. Your kids, you want something for yourself? Get it straight from the manufacturers today. And you can go for the Amsterdam with its pocketed coils. It works great for a deep sleep and a light sleeper, giving you a cooler, deeper sleep. I have the London. I have the. I've got two great beds from Texas Mattress Makers, and I sleep so well on them. The Athlon's Gel is the other one I have, and that Amsterdam is awesome. They're all custom fitted, handcrafted beds, and they've never been more affordable. Visit Texas Mattress Makers at their second location, 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, exit 742 on I-10 West. It's right off the access road. So you can get factory prices in Katy. You can get factory prices at the original factory at 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. And I got to tell you, Yuval and his family, they've been making mattresses and foundations for over 30 years. So you're going to get quality. You're already saving 50% over what you would pay in a retail store. And you're getting custom-fitted quality beds from people who know what they're doing. Go and check them out today. Texas Mattress Makers is the best sleep at the best price guaranteed.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Prime Social Club. Tim just asked, I'm across the street thinking about stopping by, but I just ran, so I'm gross. Is there a dress code? Not really.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I'm wearing jeans and a T-shirt.
Yeah, and I'm dressed up a little bit, but... I just brought a jacket because I heard Granato on air this morning say it was cold in here. And kind of glad I brought the jacket because he was right. But very, very cool place. Right next to Molina's on Westheimer. So if you're a Molina's fan, that's when I lived over here, that was my go-to Mexican place.
Yeah.
Right next door. It kind of makes me feel sad that I don't live over here anymore because I'd be over here a lot. But, it's not far from the station either. So really cool place, and the folks are extremely friendly here. All the girls that work here are just friendly as hell that have been bringing us food and things of that nature. So if you're looking for a great place to play, here you are. Chad says Red Altuve's contract starts in 2020. Does that mean he gets his current salary until then, so he's locked in for 7 years? I don't know. I haven't seen the story. But if that's the case, great.
That'd be my guess.
Yeah, but that he'll get really well paid for 5 years out of that deal. So that's just a good thing. I mean, people always look at big contracts and say, oh, is this guy worth it or this or that? And like, this guy's worth it, and he deserves it. So Granato's out. I think the last person standing now is Rafer.
No, the other that big tall guy. I don't know who it is.
Yeah, he's a former Rocket. I don't know him.
Yeah, I don't know him, but he's still in. He showed up late and he's still hanging in there.
Okay, so we've got two bounties still left. Thank you very much. But Granato's now over there playing cash, which is what he does. I thought about doing that when I busted out, but there wasn't enough. It was early enough that. It was too hard to get on a table.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, okay, I'll just go sit here and harass Barry and Joel. 713-780-ESPN. So 19 players left out of the original 73, according to this. And the blinds are now 8,000, 16,000. People ask, is there a membership to get in there? There's a membership to play. If you want to play, you need to get a membership. And then there's a
seat. $10.
Yeah. I think you can afford that. And there's a seat rental fee. And that's it. And that's why it's perfectly legal. So, somebody said, totally didn't heed AJ's caution and had Arizona as runner-up on my bracket.
Oh, well, listen, I had him in my Final Four, so I hurt with you guys. I said they were a risky play, and I took the chance myself. So, it wasn't necessarily my caution, but I did say that it could happen. I didn't expect it to happen so early, so... but
yeah, and they were just bad.
They're horrible on defense. They don't control the dribble. Like they don't contain the dribble at all. And last night they weren't particularly good on offense. They couldn't get Ayton going. Every time they fed it down to him, double teams. So granted, Buffalo made it tough on him. But they shouldn't have lost that game. Shouldn't have lost that game. And that team's gone now.
Yeah.
You know, all those guys are gone, and Sean Miller's probably gone. So
yeah.
That was Arizona's last hurrah.
And, yeah, I was stunned to see him go out that early until I started watching the basketball game. You're watching him play, and you're like, these guys aren't going to get it done today. Texas up on Nevada, 35-26 at the half. Aggie won today. As we mentioned earlier, UH won last night and didn't cover, which made everybody happy that was around me.
Yeah.
Because everybody kind of wanted them to win, but wanted them to not cover the 4.5.
I had San Diego State in my bracket, but, I had either one of them winning one game anyway.
Yeah.
But the game went exactly how I thought it would, except for Rob Gray was a maniac.
Yeah.
And if Rob Gray has an average Rob Gray day, UH loses.
Yeah.
And by the way, an average Rob Gray day.
Pretty good.
It ain't bad.
It's pretty good.
But he had a career day.
At the right time.
And they still barely won. So I feel like I was on the right side. I was on the right side of the spread. But I had the game read right. It's just that Rob Gray went off.
He did.
Good for him.
And it was interesting. 39 points for him. No assists.
Yeah.
That's something that they're going to have to get worked out if they're going to get by Michigan. They've got to be able to.
Oh, what? He's got to share the ball a little?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Not if he's shooting like he did.
They only had five as a team.
I don't blame him for not giving it to those other guys.
Even with that, I never really felt like they were in danger of losing that game, even when it got tight late, because it just seemed like he would get the ball and get the basket.
Which he did at the end.
And they couldn't stop him, and that was a great play at the end.
But, boy, how close was that shot to going in?
That was
like one. What was it 1.4?
It was 1.1, I believe.
1.1.
And how the hell did they get such a good look?
That's a great look.
Yeah,
it just goes off the rim. But that was you can't ask for much better if you're San Diego State. And they were lucky they had timeouts to make it. You know, give themselves a shot. But that was a good job of Rob Gray running down the clock. And that's what you see that. I mean, that's when the game is tied. That's when the end of college basketball games go fast. It's when there's a 1 or 2 point difference. That's when you start fouling and things like that. That was just a really entertaining finish, really good finish to the game.
Yeah, and I think it'll be real interesting to see what happens in the next round with them. I think they'll give Michigan a run, but I don't think they'll win. But it's good to see them get their first win since 1984.
Yeah,
the first tournament win for UH since they beat Virginia in the semifinals. The year they made it to the finals and lost to Georgetown. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. And 2-1 asking AJ, is New Mexico State worth a money line bet?
Yeah, I'll probably take a chance with some of that.
Okay. That's a good thing.
I mean, I have New Mexico State going in my bracket. It's down to like 3.5 points, I think. The value's all been sucked out of New Mexico State. But I've liked them from the beginning. I liked when they were 5.5, 4.5, 3.5. So, yeah, I'll probably take a little bit of a money line. But at this point, when it's 3.5 points, it's better to just take the points, because if it's a close game, you're not going to get burned. You're not getting so much juice on the money line. That the Marshall-Wichita game, that would have been a really nice payoff. When it's a 13-point spread. When it's 3.5, I'd prefer just take the points.
Any other games you're looking at tonight, value-wise?
No. That's basically it. I posted all my plays on Twitter. I've added since then Kansas State. I've got Kansas State +2, so I'll play a little bit of Kansas State. But everything else I've got is already going, besides New Mexico State.
It's already happened, yeah.
Yeah.
So I have no hockey tonight. I'm still smarting over last night. Michigan -5 now, -3 against Houston tomorrow.
Michigan -3?
Yeah.
I'll take Michigan.
Yeah, I think I might too. I might have to do that. I don't want to. Texas Tech 1.5-point favorite over Florida.
Pass.
Yeah.
Pass.
But what about the total on that, 134?
Pass on that too, because Tech can defend, but Florida could fill it up, as they proved yesterday.
So, yeah.
That was my miss yesterday, was St. Bonnie's against Florida, and Florida just dominated them.
TCU -5 now against Syracuse.
Yeah, I mean, TCU's the side, but I'm passing on that too.
And Texas Southern +18.5 now. Open 21.5.
Yeah, lean to Xavier, but not a play.
Yeah, that's an awful lot of points.
I don't know if Purdue finished in the number because I didn't play it, but I almost took Purdue -20.5, and then I said, don't do that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they covered.
It's like, don't be a – and sure enough, the whole game, it was pretty close for the first half at least. 74-48, they would have covered. But I said, no, don't do that. Don't be a dummy. Don't be a square and take the -20.5. So I didn't. Now I should have, I guess, but I'm not going to complain. I'm doing okay.
Hip Hop Hercules said the earlier streams had Raheel sounding like a kid learning to cuss for the first time. Any chance we'll ever get an expletive lace blitz? We did that last year.
Did it last year.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I don't really have any desire to do it again. It was fun, and maybe once every 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
But the reality is, it's just,
By the way, speaking of Purdue, I just went to ESPN.com and saw this. And, God, I have them going to the Elite Eight. Isaac Haas, their big man, fractured elbow late in that game. Guessing that means he's done for the season, which is a pretty big loss. It means they're second best player. So that's a big loss for those guys.
All right, 713-780-ESPN. And you know what? If you want to follow along with AJ here and make a whole bunch of money, well, guess what? You know where to do it, MyBookie. You want to get in on the action? You want to follow this train that just keeps it rolling? MyBookie's got you covered. Thousands of people, including me, are betting online with MyBookie.ag. And if you've tried online betting and you hate getting paid with a check from Singapore that you can't cash for a month, well, that doesn't happen with MyBookie. And they're great, man. When you win, they pay. You get your money. So make your way to MyBookie.ag fast and without hassles on the payoffs. You're wasting your time betting anywhere else. It's a very user-friendly site as well. There's all kinds of opportunities to bet there besides basketball. You can get in on the hockey, which didn't go so well last night, but it has been going really well. You can bet horses on there. You can bet preseason baseball. Whatever you want, they've got it. And even have in-game live betting, so if you miss the start of one of these games, you want to jump on Texas now, guess what? You can get right on there and do it. Join now. MyBookie will match your first deposit with a 50% bonus. Just use promo code RADIO. You can even enter for a chance to win their $1 million bracket challenge. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. Play, win, get paid. That's MyBookie.
Dumb hoe said something that made me mad. She said something that I couldn't believe, so I grabbed a stupid stay by a nappy ass man.
Well, hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update.
Zadok Jewelers, Houston's premier luxury jeweler for more than 40 years.
Here's Matt Pauly.
Tune in to the Raheel and Dell Show starting at 11 weekdays on ESPN 97.5. They say survive and advance. That's what Houston basketball did yesterday, defeating San Diego State 67-65. Rob Gray hits a layup with about a second left, his 38th and 39th points of the night, and Houston is able to survive, winning against 67-65. They advance now, and they will take on Michigan coming up tomorrow. In NBA basketball, it's the Houston Rockets winning again yesterday. They wrap up the division with a 101-96 win against the Clippers. James Harden leads the way. He scores 24 points. Up next for the Rockets, they head to New Orleans to take on the Pelicans tomorrow.
I'm Matt Pauly with this sports update on ESPN 97.5.
Teamwork. It's important in sports and in business, too. To have the best chance of winning, you need the right players on your side. That's where BDO comes in. BDO is one of the largest and most respected accounting, tax, and advisory organizations in Houston and worldwide. Along with core tax and audit services, our professionals have deep experience in specialized areas, from cybersecurity and internal audit to private client services. In Houston, people who know BDO.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need, and we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now at Advance, tax season savings are in full swing. Get 30% off any oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of premium oil from Castrol, Mobil, Valvoline, or Pennzoil, starting as low as $21.99. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer.
Hey, Lance Erline here from my buddy Craig DeSurf and my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. They have a vast selection of Chevrolets, most notably the 2018 Chevrolet Silverado, 1500 Crew Cab Texas Edition. Get started at the website lancezcars.com. For the very best deals in Houston, even Jose Altuve agrees.
This is Jose Altuve, Alessandro and MVP. If you need a new vehicle, get down to Gulf Coast Chevrolet with GMC. Chevy, find new roads.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, if you're stuck on I-45, the North Freeway, southbound at Airtex, all lanes are blocked as crews try and clear this debris out of your way. That's why traffic is heavy back towards the Hardy Toll Road. Now at CC's, New York-style pizzas and new cheesecake brownies all in the buffet for just $5 and change for a limited time. Only at CC's, prices may vary, restrictions apply. From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Prime Social Club. A lot of full tables here still. Still got the tournament going, and I think Rafer's out now. I'm not sure. But just judging from his reaction, I'm pretty sure he's out. And
he's yelling at someone about connectors, so he's out.
Yeah, so off to play cash like everyone else.
You never yell at people about connectors unless you're out of the tournament.
Yeah.
And then it's usually, why would you play that?
Yeah, that's because
I like connectors.
I will play them, but not – yeah, it depends on the situation. Like, yeah. Early in the tournament, I love playing suited connectors and suited one gappers and trying to snap somebody with a hand that they don't see coming. But yeah, if you're getting this late in the tournament,
well, I mean, my dumbass lost on suited connectors to end the tournament. So who am I to talk? But at least I lost to a blitzer.
Well, yeah, that's a blitzer got my chips too, which I was very happy about. So,
and he's still in there, hanging in there. He's doing all right.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. 713-780 ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. If you wish to text the show, that's the way to do it. And, yeah, out here at Prime, and they also have they've got a cool bar here that you can go hang out. We've got a bunch of Gal Media people.
The cool thing is, if you're playing poker, the drinks are free.
So it's like Vegas.
It's complimentary. Yeah, it's very, very nice.
That's good to hear.
And the food isn't bad? Did you? What did you eat?
I had the tortellini. It was very good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dustin, what did you have? He had the tortellini. I had the linguine. Both of them were really good.
Okay. Oh, you're so fancy with your rhyming foods.
Well, you know.
You guys are like such a cute couple.
Well, we were just trying to try different things.
Okay.
So that we could report to the people about the food here.
Voldemort ate like me. He got chicken fingers and cheese fries. I had nachos.
He seems happy with it.
We eat like children. You guys eat your fancy Italian foods.
I know Derek and Barry also were on those chicken fingers. They liked them.
Okay.
So, and you had nachos earlier, right?
I had nachos. Hmm.
So
are we out here next year?
Yeah, we're out here again next week. So
very cool.
Yeah, I'll probably come a little later and play cash next week and not play the tournament just because we'd be looking at, I mean, if you're still playing, there's still 18 players left. This might be 6 o'clock before it ends.
Yep.
So I'd miss the entire show. But, which I'm sure some people would be happy about.
Yeah.
And the good news is if I did go that deep and wound up winning $4,000, $4,400.
It'd be worth it.
We'd all be having a pretty good party afterwards.
Yeah. I'd forgive you for missing the show.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody'd get a cut.
That's right.
So it's all good. 713-780-ESPN. And yeah, if you missed it, we talked about it a little bit earlier, but Jose Altuve getting a 5-year extension, it appears.
I don't know if it's official. MLB.com reports that it's close to happening.
All right, so. Well, if Brian McTaggart says it's done, then I'll believe it.
Yeah.
That's the guy I trust when it comes to Astros stuff.
He's the one who said it's done. So
okay.
That makes me happy for Jose. I mean, that's
the
problem is, so that's going to be, with the 2 years left he's got plus 5 on top of it, I mean, it's nice to have him locked up for 7 years. That's presumably the rest of his prime baseball years.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be much by the end of that.
But my concern goes to, does that mean that Correa is going to be a Yankee or a Red Sox or whatever when his time comes up? Because are they going to want to have multiple $30 million a year guys? Because this is the first one they've ever had to pay.
This would be largest contract in Astros history, surpassing the Carlos Lee deal.
Yep. And if they, you know, let's say they do pay Correa as well, that means Keuchel's gone, Springer's gone.
Well, I think they've prepared for Keuchel to be gone by getting Gerrit Cole. I think that was part of that.
Yep, but Gerrit Cole's got, what, one more year left before you have to pay him again?
I think he's got more than that. I think he's under control
2 years?
For two more years,
okay.
Yeah. So then you'll go into next year. If you don't have Keuchel, you'll still have Verlander, Cole, McCullers. You'll still have a pretty good group there. But the reality is, he said all along that they can't pay for everybody, but they're going to pay their guys.
That's the way to do it.
And I just think that if you're going to pay anyone, this guy won, Correa too. If you can't pay some of the other guys, that's all right. I'm okay with that. If you can't afford George Springer, oh well. You better hope that's why you kept Kyle Tucker all this time, so that he can become the next star. But I believe that I think this says a lot too. It also says, hey, you know, you're our guy, and we think that you're worth this. And I've been saying this for 2 years that they should just tear up that contract. And this, they're not really doing that, but it's not really going to be a $30 million a year average if you consider that technically they're giving him a raise for these next 2 years,
7 years. Yeah.
So for the next 7 years. That it's fair, it's definitely market value, and you got the guy locked up for the rest of his prime.
Yep.
And if he has 7 more years like he's had so far in his career, we'll be talking about first ballot Hall of Famer and everything else. So Damien says, when you let people do stream only broadcast, please teach them how to curse correctly. Raheel curses horribly. I didn't hear any of it, so I apologize for that. I was here playing poker, so I didn't get a chance to listen to any of the stream. But you know, we'll it's up to everybody to do things kind of their own way. I mean, we don't tell people how to do their shows, and presumably they don't tell us how to do ours.
Presumably, no, well, they definitely don't.
Well, they can tell us. We're not going to listen.
Right. That's never happened, though.
Yeah, to my knowledge.
No.
But I'm old, so who knows?
You are.
How's Texas doing?
Up 10, 40-30, 17:56 to go in the game.
Okay. So, you'd think with that pace it would favor the other guys, but, you know.
Like I said, the problem for Nevada is all along, they I think their biggest guy is 6'7", something like that.
Yeah.
They just don't have the size that Texas has, which means basically you've got to hit all your outside shots, and Nevada hasn't. They're not going to be able to go inside and do work against a healthy Bamba, who's just he erases everything that goes down low. So he's having his way on defense. He's having his way on offense too. Is he just puts one up and in, draws a foul. So it's forcing Nevada to play an outside in game, and it's never ideal.
Eric said, so winning cash and buying AJ as a real drinks is greater than watching a comic book movie.
Okay.
Well, winning.
Who said that?
Eric on Twitter.
Oh, thanks, Eric.
Yeah.
Did he buy me drinks?
I don't know. I'm guessing so.
Okay. Thank you, Eric, if you did.
Yeah. Probably here. I'm guessing. He's winning money.
Oh, no. Maybe he's talking about you. Like, if you were to win the money.
Oh, yeah. Well, winning cash to me is the – if you ask me to pick one thing.
It's like the Wu-Tang Clan. Cash rules everything around me.
I love winning
Get the
money.
Money, dollar bill, y'all.
There you go.
Right? I think we can all agree on that.
Wiser
words have never been spoken.
I love winning money more than anything on the planet, I think.
More than sex?
Yeah. Honestly, I'm not going to lie. If you tell me I have a chance to come in here and win the $4,400 today.
Or make love to a beautiful woman.
Guess what? I'm sitting at that poker table till the end.
Man.
Because that is a rush. And, I mean, guess what? The other one's over really fast.
It is.
This is going to take me 4 or 5 hours of enjoyment. And I love it. It's like the same thing at the track, man. There's nothing better than that feeling you get when you nail a big score. And yeah, you got to go take that walk to the IRS window. That is just that is a great feeling. That to me is, you know, aside from hanging out with your kids and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're just saying that because you have to.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I mean, you hung out with your kids yesterday, and you're having way more fun today.
Well, yeah, even though I didn't win, I was having. Well, no, I didn't have way more fun. Actually, I had more fun hanging out with them. But okay. The reality is, that is my favorite thing in life. Is winning money. At a poker table or a racetrack or being in Vegas and just getting a big score.
Yeah.
And it's not really so much the money. I don't care about that.
It's that rush.
Because, you know me, I'll spend it.
And then the feeling at the end.
Yeah. I'll spend it on something just to do it. But
yeah,
it's the fact that, okay, you played well. The cards went your way. You made the right decisions. And, you know, it's a way of keeping score. So, yeah, I think that is my favorite thing. I will take that over anything else out there.
Okay.
That's just me.
All right, guys, I got to tell you what's going on with the Rockets because this is exciting stuff. If you haven't been listening the last couple of days, you may want to jump on this before it's too late. The 2018-19 Rockets season tickets are on sale now, and you can reserve your Rockets VIP experience like never before. For the first time ever, you can lock in your ticket price for the next 3 seasons. They've got a 3-year club seat ticket package, 3 special seasons, 1 special price. You're not going to have to worry about the price of season tickets going up, because if the Rockets win the championship this year, like everybody seems to think they will, tickets will go up, and you're already locked in if you do this deal. So that's a great thing. Also, if you buy now, you get priority for this year's playoff tickets, and if you think the Rockets are going to win it all, that's a good thing. So there's a lot of good things here if you think the Rockets are going to win it all. The 3-year VIP plan's offered only for the club seats, but other price levels are also on sale now. Go to Rockets.com or give them a call, 713-627-DUNK, to get yours today. They'll get you in those seats. Rockets.com or 713-627-DUNK. Call today.
Word up. 2 for 5. McGinnis got garbage down the way. Word up.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream it.
Yeah. Check this old fly shit out. Word up.
Cash rules everything around
joint.
Me. Cream, get the
here
money.
We, here we
dollar,
go.
Dollar,
check dollar, this dollar, shit. Yeah. I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job. At second hands, moms bounced on it.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Let's talk about talent for a minute. Do you know how the Longhorns find the best players? It starts with scouting thousands of recruits nationwide, crunching player data, narrowing down the field, and finally, identifying the select few worthy of the orange and white. It's no small task, but the Longhorns know they need to land top talent at every position. The same is true for your business. Talent matters. That's why there's ZipRecruiter. They find talent with the right experience for your team. With one click, ZipRecruiter posts your job to over 100 job boards so you can reach all the right talent. Then, ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology identifies relevant candidates and instantly alerts them about your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. On the court or in the office, talent matters. And ZipRecruiter is how you find it. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And an official sponsor of Texas Athletics.
For your free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/scores.
Did you know constant synthetic testosterone injections damages fertility, causes dependence, long-term health issues, and leads to shrinkage? Who wants shrinkage? Men receiving injections feel great for a short period of time, but eventually crash. Dependency on the next injection is inevitable. Avoid the crash. Let Man Center show you how they can enhance your body's natural ability to produce testosterone. Book your appointment today at mancenters.com, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives. Man Centers.
Hey guys, Lance Zerline here along with John Granato. Our favorite property managers are Renters Warehouse. If you're considering a move soon, if you need to relocate, combine households, or just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore, consider our friends over at Renters Warehouse. Whether you have one property or a portfolio, they can help you perfectly price your property and rent out your home easy, fast, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. And for one low monthly fee, their Rent-A-State pros will manage your property 24/7, including rent collection, maintenance, inspections, tax paperwork, and more.
Yeah, Lance, and they'll even warranty your renters for up to 18 months, meaning if for any reason the tenant doesn't stay, Renters Warehouse will replace that tenant for free. There are no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. It sounds like a great deal because it is. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price appointment to see what your home will rent for today. 713-224-RENT, 713-224-RENT, or renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, what will your home rent for?
Hey guys, join the fun as ESPN 97.5 broadcasts live at the new Prime Social on Fridays, March 16th and 23rd. Watch your favorite NCAA teams battle for the championship, track your bracket. For you poker players out there, during the broadcast dates, get into the noon tournament with $100 bounties on me, Granato, and Rafer Alston. Prime Social will offer $50 bracket buster splash pots from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. If you're playing poker during that time, they'll actually throw more money into the pot. Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here at Prime Social. 713-780-3776.
We asked, I've gotten too distracted by this show. Did Butler close it out?
Yeah, I think they did.
Okay.
You distracted by doing your show?
Yeah, I got distracted by work when there's important basketball stuff, money-making. Like you said, making money is more important than everything, right?
Well, I mean, no, it's a situation. I mean, it has to be a certain situation. We were talking about this on break because Aaron said, well, if you know you're going to win, it's not there's no rush to that. And that's not what I was saying. I was saying being in the position to win that. If you tell me I had a chance, like if I'm at the final table and sitting on an average stack, and I start making some really good plays, it goes on to help me, you know, do what I need to do. That's the rush.
Yeah.
For me, that is. And J-Rap asked, what if it's bald Natalie Portman? That's, you know, that
we'll,
one I
We'll
have,
talk about that when it comes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, if I get the opportunity. But I know I have a chance to win a poker tournament. I know I have zero chance at bald Natalie Portman.
Right.
So it has to be realistic, right? But, yeah, to me, that's my favorite rush is a big score. And I don't know what that says about me, but you know, I love it. That's what makes me happy.
There you go.
So and Eric clarified his tweet. He said he was ranking excuses for missing the show
for Jong's.
Yeah, for Jong's going to watch. What was it?
Yeah, Black Panther.
Black Panther. Yeah. So he could.
Jong's not even black, and he took a day off to watch Black Panther. Well, like if Jong were black, I'd say okay. All right, he took the day off to go watch Black Panther. What am I going to do, be like a colonizer and bully him about it? No, have your day. But Jong's Asian. Like, no.
Joel tells me Eric Riley is the other Rocket. And
that's who it is.
I think he just went out.
Oh, is he gonzo?
Yeah, he's walking the other direction.
He is a giant.
Yeah, he's a big dude. But
it's rare that I stand next to people who make me feel small.
Well, so you had him and Derek today.
Yeah.
Derek's a big dude, too.
Derek's a big boy.
Yeah. But, yeah. So we're
6'11 and three quarters. Oh, boy. Oh. Well, that's weird, but. It's weird that you carry around a measuring tape. I got to be honest, but it's good that you did it. Oh, are you? It's Taylor.
Oh, okay.
There you go. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Not so weird. The real tournament, the NIT. I love wrestling. I do love it, but unfortunately, the listening audience cares very little about NCAA wrestling, which is a bummer, but they don't care. That's Fred.
That's me.
Oh, boy. Fred, you're in trouble.
What did I do now?
I don't even know what's happened here, but you're in trouble.
Oh, well. I'm pretty sure. Well, I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, I don't either.
Chick
just walked up and started yelling at Fred.
Yeah.
You're busted. You're busted. I mean, that's all there is. There's no good outcome for that. A girl comes up, which one of you is Fred? And then she did quote fingers, the famous Fred. That's not good. That ain't good.
No.
That's not like, hey, I brought you $200. Like,
or, hey, I brought you a bottle of Whitmire.
No. Yeah. Never goes that way.
Yeah, it never does. It's always, so you're Fred.
You're the one.
Yeah.
Blah!
Gosh. One of these days, I'm going to be treated with respect.
Why? What's the point?
Yeah, there is no point. 13 players left in this thing now out of the 73. So 713-780-ESPN. Man, this is fun. I have to say. Sitting here and being in a poker room, there's not many better feelings. Forget winning the tournament.
Yeah.
But actually just sitting at a poker table when you got that stat going and you're making plays, it's just fun, man. I love it. I get bored with it sometimes. Is it 48-42 Texas now?
48-42.
There are times when I get bored with it and don't want to play.
I'm the same way. I get mostly – you know me, I'm a action junkie.
Yeah.
So sometimes live action poker is a little slow for me.
Yeah.
That's why I end up playing blackjack when I'm in Vegas, because it's constant action. It's a playable hand every time you're dealt. So, but today I was a little looser than I normally am because
you knew you probably weren't going
to
be able
to. I knew that
the
clock was not my friend.
Yeah. I'm kind of with you on that. But, but no,
But sitting down playing 3 hours of poker, it's not a bad way to spend a day.
And it was fun, and I got to play at a table with Granado and some other cool people, and I love it. It's just one of those things that, you know, I have very few things in life that, I won't say that. I got a lot of things that make me happy. Almost everything makes me happy, for God's sakes. But sitting at a poker table is one of my top five things.
There you go.
When I'm in the mood for it. And today I was in the mood for it.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. And so we'll do this again next week. And plus, now I'm a little – I just want to get a little table time in before we go to Vegas too.
Yeah.
Because that's always – it's been a while since we've been there. And I played a couple tournaments here over the last month, but not really enough. So I kind of need to pick that up a bit. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. It is our number one of the Blitz. And been a fun day out here from what I could tell. I was listening to John Lance a little bit this morning, and it seemed like they were having a good time and a good show, and then we had some issues. But
technical difficulties?
Yeah, we had some technical difficulties.
Yeah, I tried to listen a little bit on the way in, and I was unable to. So I was concerned when I asked Joel and Barry if they were on the air, and they said no. I was like, oh boy, yeah, I'm not upset by that at all. I'm just trying to be a team player today, Fred, and not throw a fit, not be a diva.
No, but you know what? As long as we're on, it's okay, right?
That's it.
I mean, we're on.
It's all good.
Don't mean to downplay anybody else, but it's nice to have this show.
Yeah,
on air.
This is what matters.
Yeah, I mean. I like those guys a lot. I sat here and listened to a lot of their show today. It was really good. more than I wanted to hear because I was out sooner than I wanted to be.
All right.
But, you know, it was cool. All right, so I will have an Altuve story posted to SportsMap here in a few minutes.
Very kind of you.
Well,
people know.
Chris Campisi wrote it.
Oh,
so.
Okay. But very kind of Chris Campisi.
And there's a lot of good stuff on SportsMap today. If you haven't looked at it yet, go check it out.
I know today is supposed to be my day to write for SportsMap, but
yeah,
I wrote on Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, and you wrote four articles this week, so you're fine.
I figured I would get a pass.
But you're fired.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to replace you with Barry Warner.
Great. All right, guys. If you replace me with Barry Warner, all he's going to do is copy and paste my ideas, so don't do that. Guys, I got to tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson. I went out the other day and I test drove a Road King, the new Road Kings, which are awesome, by the way. And anytime my bike needs a tune-up, an oil change, whatever, the only dealership I trust to take care of it, Republic Harley-Davidson. You know, I live up in the Vintage Park area, and there's a lot of dealerships, a lot of Harley dealerships closer to my house than Republic. I don't care. I pass them by because I know Republic's going to treat my bike right. They're going to treat me right. They've got 7 master technicians on staff, way more than any other dealership in Houston. So you know the job's going to get done right. If you haven't seen the inventory, you wouldn't even believe it if I told you. They've got about 100 brand new bikes on their showroom floor, every model, every color. And outside, they've got a ton of pre-owned Harleys as well. And right now, when you buy a new Harley at Republic, you're going to get maintenance for life. I've been to the other guys in town. I've browsed around. I've dealt with the staff. The staff here is out of this world. And, guys, they're doing bike nights. They just had their first one last night. They're going to do them every third Thursday of the month through October from 6 to 9. And live music, food, door prizes, and they're giving away a Harley at the end of the year. The more events you come to, the more chances you get to register. You can only register to win at bike nights, and somebody's going to walk away with a brand new Harley. Whatever your Harley needs, service, new or pre-owned, merchandise, riding classes, Republic Harley-Davidson's the best in Houston. Financing for everyone. They will get you onto a bike, no matter your budget. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley-Davidson.
Hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.